York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are, and happy Wednesday to you. Welcome to the Big Radio Show on this 20th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. Hey, kids, I want to talk about immigration. Jeez. So, we were good. We had everything all lined up for day four, five, six, if you want to count the weekend of the showdown on the border. And I told you Friday or Monday, this is it's not a winning argument. I know that people are going, but Obama did that, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is the argument has now been pasted onto photos and videos of children, and they're separated from their parents. And the idea for most conservatives, this is what surprises me about a lot of you. Most conservatives. I know you're, you know, law and order. That's important. But also families and government interfering in families and the big thug boot of government stomping on personal liberties. And I know these people are coming in here illegal. I know all that. You can argue that till the cows come home, and it still looks bad, is bad. It's just wrong. I don't care how you spell it out. And the Democrats know that this is great. They got an issue, and they're going to run it up the flagpole, and the media is going to play along with it, but it's still wrong. And this is another example of Stephen Miller, who has botched just about every big idea that's come out of the Trump administration that's fallen flat. He was the guy who came up with the travel ban for Muslim countries, and no, that didn't work out, and that got shot down, and everybody yelled, and the courts even said you can't do that, and just Miller is a hardliner that is way far on the right hand side, and I know there's some of you think he's great, but I'm telling you, I think he's doing more damage to President Trump than he's helped. I really do. It seems like he is constantly causing problems. So all you got to do is put crying babies on the border, prop up Chuck Schumer, have him come to the microphone, send Nancy Pelosi to the border, and next thing you know, you've got yourself a big problem on your hands. So a lot of people were saying Donald Trump doesn't back down. He's that kind of guy. He just will not back down. In fact, Axios had a piece this morning saying he was boxed in. He won't back down on family separation. Well, guess what? So he's in the cabinet meeting with a bunch of Republicans. Cabinet room in the White House with a bunch of Republicans 2 or 3 hours ago, and he backed down. This is what he had to say.
We're looking to keep families together. It's very important. We're going to be signing an executive order. We're going to also count on Congress, obviously, but we are signing an executive order in a little while. We're going to keep families together, but we still have to maintain toughness, or our country will be overrun by people, by crime, by all of the things that we don't stand for, that we don't want. So I'm going to be signing an executive order in a little while before I go to Minnesota. But at the same time, I think you have to understand we're keeping families together, but we have to keep our borders strong. We will be overrun with crime and with people that should not be in our country.
Yep, he's absolutely right. He's finding how to split the hairs on this one, to find a way to say, yes, we need to. I think most people agree we need to be tough on our borders. We need to make sure we know who's coming in. We can't have an open border, or there will be huge numbers of people that come in here. But you can't do it the way that they have been doing it. Whoever was the brainchild, I think it was Stephen Miller, but you know who else signed on to it was Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions says, oh, yeah, zero tolerance, I'm telling you, zero tolerance. And it's just, well, it comes up with a real question about Jeff Sessions and whether or not he's going to keep his job. This is Cut 12, Andy. This is Lonnie Chen, Hoover Institute fellow, and I think he nailed it by saying that Jeff Sessions and the DOJ is as much to blame for this fiasco as the president.
It does seem to me, Neil, that some of this was predictable. It was predictable that the policy was going to play out in this way. And I'm not talking about this notion that there was a policy of separation. There's no policy of separation. Right. The policy has to do with a zero tolerance enforcement policy at the border. They should have thought about the second order. And the second order was, when you enforce that, this is what's going to happen. And I do think the Department of Justice, I do think that, some folks there did fall down on this. And frankly, I do think for the Attorney General, it is a problem given the fact that he's already under fire to a certain degree from what's going on with the Russia probe. So I do put this not so much as at the feet of the president as at the feet of the Attorney General and the Justice Department.
And I put it at the feet of the Attorney General as well, but I also put it at the feet of Stephen Miller. And Stephen Miller did this exactly like the Muslim ban. He is not the brightest guy. I don't think he's ever played a game of chess in his life. He's kind of stupid because exactly what Lonnie Chen said. Okay, you sit down, you say, all right, here's what we're going to do. What if we come up with a policy where we take the families and we separate them, and that will be a big deterrent to people coming up into the border, and they won't come, and we'll scare them because we're going to take these families, put them over there. And think about, okay, when you enforce that, what is it going to look like? What is going to happen? What will be the reaction? But Stephen Miller and obviously Jeff Sessions didn't think about, gee, what will that look like? How will we do this? How will people respond? And this is a simple one. You will not, I've said it a million times. It's like Colin Kaepernick had a perfectly good protest about police brutality against black males. Just don't do it using the flag and the national anthem. You'll lose every time. Doesn't matter what your argument is. Doesn't matter how valid your protest is. You'll lose every time when you go up against the flag and the national anthem. And in this particular case, you will lose every time you go up against little kids being separated from their parents. I cannot understand. I mean, people are trying to come up with all these excuses. And the bottom line is you don't put the big thug boot of government on a family. I don't care if they're not citizens. It looks terrible. They're human beings. It looks terrible. So now that Jeff Sessions, everybody's trying to figure out how to fire Jeff Sessions because of Russia, 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 here is a perfect opportunity for the president to have somebody's head roll on this. I would prefer it be Stephen Miller, but he can get Stephen Miller and also Jeff Sessions to say, man, that was a bad idea. It was a bad implementation. You blew this deal. You caused me all kinds of political grief. You're fired. I would not be surprised if that is what happens. So my question for you is pretty simple. Do you think the president, whatever this is, and we haven't seen it yet, this executive order to keep the families together at the border, do you think that that was the right thing for the president to do? Or do you think that he caved? Because I think it's one of the cuts that we have today. I'm not sure if it's in Howard Kurtz's cut, but there are people talking about this will be Donald Trump's Katrina. George Bush did as much as he could do. Natural disaster, all of that. But, man, they absolutely sliced him and diced him on his response to Katrina. Yet all these families underwater in New Orleans. Is this Donald Trump's Katrina? Or will we move on to something else? And speaking of moving on to something else, Paul Ryan says that the House will vote on a broad immigration bill Thursday. And it will, apparently, the bill will end the Trump administration practice of separating children from parents at the border. Paul Ryan said, we can enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart. But it's the zero tolerance policy toward people who cross the border. It was rolled out by Stephen Miller and Jeff Sessions. And they thought, okay, this is going to be a good idea. I know we all think something's going to be a good idea to turn out to be a good idea, but this one really backfired on them. So the House Republican leaders are working to line up votes for the legislation. It does meet each of the president's four pillars. Appropriates $25 billion for the wall. Provides 6 years of renewable legal status to young immigrants brought to the country under the DACA program. Ends diversity visa lottery and makes eligible 55,000 people for entry every year from countries that are underrepresented, and cut the family-based visa program. So the DACA kids don't get a path to citizenship. They just get an extension for 6 years. Let's push it past this next election and the one in 2020. Let's get this thing down the road. Let's not fix it. So what do you think? Did the president have any choice? This thing was tumbling down on him like a wall of bricks. And I didn't see it from the beginning being how you can win that argument when you've got little children and families being separated. I just thought from the beginning I saw, it was clear as a pie to me. That was a losing argument. No matter what legitimate argument you have with it, separate the kids and the parents and you got yourself a problem. So did he cave? Are you mad at him for signing this executive order that he's going to sign sometime this afternoon? Or are you glad he did it? 855-295-6600. What's your reaction to the news that broke a couple of hours ago? 855-295-6600. Be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Well, it is happening as we speak. The president is in the Oval Office. Vice President Pence is there. Kirstjen Nielsen, head of Homeland Security, is there. Let's listen. The president is going to sign this executive order.
I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously. So we're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. There's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, through many administrations, and we're working very hard on immigration. It's been just left out in the cold. People haven't dealt with it, and we are dealing with it. So step by step, just like we dealt with North Korea, we dealt with Iran, we dealt with an economy that was heading in the wrong direction, we dealt with a lot of different problems. This is one that has been gone on for many decades. So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally. With that, I'd ask Mike Pence, Vice President, if he'd like to say anything.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
All right, so Vice President Pence talks, then Kirstjen Nielsen talks. This all happened like 3 minutes ago. We were in the commercial break when it happened. And so I want to catch, we'll skip ahead through Nielsen and Pence, but it brings up the question. I got a tweet from, I think it was Kaiser, wasn't it? It said, doesn't this violate the court order? And I don't think it does. Kaiser says, when Trump's executive order run afoul of the 97 law limiting kids to 20 days in adult detention, Clinton's law becomes Dems' problem. I don't think it does, because they're not going to be separated. And the court agreement, the Flores agreement, said this is how you have to handle kids if you separate them, if you're detaining children. So somehow, and this is the, I don't have the question for you, the answer, Kaiser, on the president says, all right, zero tolerance, zero tolerance, zero tolerance. Well, but if you're not going to separate the kids from the parents, and you can't keep the kids more than 20 days, and the parents, their immigration court date won't be for weeks, if not months or years. I think they're going to have to go back to the Obama process, which was do not treat them as criminals under the criminal law, but treat them as under civil law. And that's what President Obama did, was he used civil law. Now, they also had kids that showed up at the border that did not have anybody with them. They were unaccompanied minors. And you'll see photos of lots of kids being detained in the Obama years because they didn't have any parents with them. They were unaccompanied. So I don't know how they're going to do zero tolerance and keep the families together. I'm thinking they're probably wondering that too. So here's the end after Pence talks and after Kirsten talks. Here's the president again.
You're going to have a lot of happy people. This has been going on for 60 years. 60 years. Nobody's taken care of it. Nobody's had the political courage to take care of it, but we're going to take care of it. It's been going on for a long time.
Do you think you're backing down?
No. The border is just as tough, but we do want to keep families together. This is a problem. If you look at some of those horrible scenes from a few years ago, to me, they were horrible scenes. They were just terrible. And that was during the Obama administration. Other administrations have had the same thing. We're keeping the family together. And so this is it. And also, there may be some litigation. We're also wanting to go through Congress. We will be going through Congress. We're working on a much more comprehensive bill. A lot of good things are happening toward immigration and proper immigration. But we have to have strong borders. And ultimately, we want to see it done right, and it will be done right. But what we have done today is we are keeping families together. The borders are just as tough, just as strong. They can come in through ports of entry if they want. That's a whole different story. And that's coming in through a process, and the process is what we want. So I want to thank you all very much. I think this is something.
So there he is. Your reaction to it when we come back.
City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
So the zero tolerance border is that's what the president says. Still zero tolerance. But listen to this. This is the very last of the group of the media in the Oval Office when the president signed his executive order saying put the families back together again. And I say you got to have a heart. People yell at me, but when the president says that, everybody goes, oh, well, you got to have a heart. Listen.
We'll get the wall done. Yes?
Ivanka took pretty photos of the children being separated from
them. No, Ivanka feels very strongly. My wife feels very strongly about it. I feel very strongly about it. I think anybody with a heart would feel very strongly about it. We don't like to see families separated. At the same time, we don't want people coming into our country illegally. This takes care of the problem. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, so this takes care of the problem. I don't think so. I'm glad he did what he did because it was a political monkey on his back. I mean, this was the Democrats were winning this one big time. Now, I can refer again to, I forget if it was Friday or Monday, lady called and said, I'm telling you, the Republicans, I'll tell you, people are backing this president because he's being tough about this border, and people are tired about the sieve of the border being an open border. So people are backing him. Not according to, and it wasn't just one poll. It was poll after poll after poll. All of them, about two-thirds of the country said this is wrong. So somebody got to him and said, this is wrong. You're getting slaughtered in the political world. But I don't understand how he's going to have a zero-tolerance policy and keep families together. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Carol in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I agree with you that Trump needs to sign that executive order. He did mention that there was going to be lawsuits. But here's the thing. We are now talking about immigration as a number one priority rather than postponing it till August, September, October, or after the election.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I think it was shrewd.
I don't know if it was shrewd. I think this blew up on them. I don't think they planned on this. I don't think Jeff Sessions or drawing a blank. I think they did not think past their nose. I think they did a poor job
Donald
on this.
Donald Trump has a track record of being able to turn adverse political stuff to his advantage. Adverse
yep.
press
yes.
turns to his advantage.
Yes.
So you may be right, but I think it's also possible that I'm right, that it was planned to make it a priority so Congress doesn't kick it down the road again. And if he gets just about everything he wants, it's okay to let some other administration far in the future deal with whether we give amnesty or not, because he keeps his promise.
Right.
If they give him money for the wall and he's able to use this as a reason to say, you know, the law says this and you're telling me to violate the law. Which law do you want me to violate? Do you want me to violate the law that says I'm supposed to arrest these people? Or do you want me to violate the law that says I'm not supposed to keep the kids? Because I'm keeping the parents, because I'm supposed, which law do you want me to violate, court?
Yeah,
and
this bill.
So
I think
the fact that his executive order might get him into legal problem is not as big a deal as you seem to think, because one way or the other, there's a law to be violated. And
I don't think
okay,
so. Congress can change the law, and that's what they're going to vote on Thursday in the House.
Exactly, and now it is a number one priority rather than a number 30 priority.
True. This is get this thing off of the front page of the evening news. I mean, get rid of this thing. I don't care what you have to do, get rid of it. So,
which is what he campaigned on.
this bill that they're going to vote on Thursday not only gives him his four pillars, but it also provides $7 billion to fund facilities to house families so that they don't break the families up, but they still are able to keep people coming in illegally and put them in some sort of detention.
So let me ask you, Tom, which Republican or Democrat in a primarily Republican district is going to voluntarily vote against this without facing some kind of political hit back themselves?
This is the House. So the House, Paul Ryan, obviously, if he's bringing it to a vote on Thursday, you know how that works. He's already counted noses. He knows he's got the votes for it. So the question then becomes, what's Mitch going to do over in the Senate, and what are the senators going to do about this? Because they need 60 of them.
Now they have howls on both sides that it needs to be fixed.
Yes, they do.
And the only reason Trump signing the executive order that violates a court ruling now, which is, I mean, as you said, the fact is that he's not supposed to detain the kids beyond a certain amount of time, and that's
right.
That court ruling. The only reason he can do it now is because Congress is going to legislate it to to decide what's
right.
going to be law
yes.
within a matter of days.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So,
he turned
maybe,
a bad thing into a win-win.
Maybe we'll get it done finally. All right. Hey, Carol, thank you very, very much. Good point. Good call. Joe in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Joe. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a veteran born in this country, and I have a scenario for you. I have two young kids, 3 and 5. I'm going down the street, and I'm pulled over by a cop. They give me the test, say I'm legally drunk. So they call
I'm way ahead of you. What happens to your children? Your children don't go to jail with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, what happens?
That is not children? That is
they're
not this situation. And please, Joe, don't try and tell me that it's good for the government to separate families. Please don't say that.
No, I'm not saying that. But
yes, you are. You're trying to make the argument that, oh, no, no, we separate children all the time. I hear you people are driving me crazy because you keep saying that, we separate people when you go, we take them to jail and everything. You're trying to make an argument that this is okay. It's not okay. And it never has been okay.
It's not okay for these people to come across our country and get special treatment.
Fine. But you've got to do, how did, this is going to solve a lot of it, I think. He hung up. That's the problem. You call with a stupid argument, I'm going to put you down on it. Well, let's see now. Here's the scenario. I'm out drunk and, with my kids. Oh, please. Santos, Travis Air Force Base in California. Hello, Santos.
Hey, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Sir, well, I've got a couple of points, but we're in a democracy. The president and all of our elected officials are here to listen to us. And I say that the president did listen to us by now signing the document, keeping the families together. I mean, that's how a democracy works.
I agree.
And... you know, I've run as a special ops soldier. We've run refugee camps all over the world. And one of our policies overseas is that as we're processing refugees, we're definitely keeping families together.
Interesting. We're going to run out of time on this. They're going to cut me off here in a few seconds. But Santos, that's enlightening all by itself. And thank you for your service. You are one of the bravest ones out there in special ops. Short break, 855-295-6600. Be right back.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniably, Tom Sullivan.
Well, I finally have a copy of what the president just signed. It's not real long, but it's longer than just 30 seconds. So I'll read it to you maybe after the top of the hour. But the title of it is what's cracking me up. The executive order, affording Congress an opportunity to address family separation. That's the name of the executive order. All right. So last night, which is very ironic, Kirstjen Nielsen, the Homeland Security Secretary, went to a Mexican restaurant in Washington, D.C. She was at MXDX Casino Mexican Restaurant on 14th Street, just a couple blocks from the White House. She had apparently a working dinner with some other people, and in marches the Democratic Socialist of America. Yes, the Bernie Sanders group. So here's what happened at the MXDX Casino Mexico restaurant last night.
Secretary Nielsen, how dare you spend your evening here eating dinner as you're complicit in the separation and deportation of over 10,000 children separated from their parents? How can you enjoy a Mexican dinner as you're deporting and imprisoning tens of thousands of people who come here seeking asylum in the United States? We call on you to end family separation.
End family separation!
Abolish ICE!
Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE!
Abolish ICE!
Abolish ICE! Shame! Shame! Shame!
Shame! Shame! Shame! Shame! Shame! Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of got into the moment there for a second. Shame. So that was... It helps if you're going to be in a protest group if you shout. If you shout all the time, it makes it much, much better. So the demonstrators were going on, and the restaurant did nothing about it. And she, as a cabinet member, it looked like she had some security people with her, and it kind of ruined dinner. So she's the one who apparently sat down last night. I don't know if she was doing it at the Mexican restaurant, but or whether when she got home or when, but she's apparently the one who wrote this executive order last night, not knowing if the president was going to go for it or not. And somebody got to the president and said, this thing is killing you. You got to do something. 855-295-6600. Jerry in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
So initially you had asked whether those of us who support Trump figure he caved, and my opinion was he caved until you just read the title of his executive order, which is so intelligent, in my opinion, because everyone on the left, crying Schumer, everybody says, you know, we can actually do our job and work, but it'd be much easier if you just did a stroke of the pen and, you know, let us continue to do nothing about it. So it sounds like what he's done is halted it temporarily, putting the pressure back on Congress to do something, which is brilliant on his part.
Let me ask you, did he get damaged in this? Did the Republicans get damaged?
As a Trump supporter, I think the Democrats got damaged more.
How so?
I don't feel the Republicans did. You know, if we look back to Obama,
yeah, but the Democrats did not do this. This is the thing announced by Jeff Sessions, written by Stephen Miller. I don't know how the Democrats are involved in this, other than
the law was passed, and the issue is that nobody's doing anything to solve the bigger picture. So all we do is we keep focusing on these little things.
Right.
Yes, they did, we'll call it a policy change, to enforce the law that was already in place, and that is on the Republicans and Trump. But
it's on him, but I still am having trouble on... I guess Congress, the House is going to vote Thursday, like I said. I don't know when the Senate's going to vote. But unless they do something legislatively, then I don't see how we're going to have a zero-tolerance policy that the president wants and not do the family separation. They got a problem here. And Congress, you're right, Congress is the only one who can fix this. It's not only the only one, that's their purview. It's not the purview of the executive. It's purview of Congress to fix immigration policy. So
exactly. So he's put the onus back on them in a temporary situation, which is great. The other two things I want to touch on real quick. A lot of people don't realize that we spend $35,000 a year on each of these children who come across here illegally, and yet as a parent of two boys, I get a $600 tax credit per year. So from a taxpayer's perspective, that's upsetting. And then if we look at the wall, he's asking for $25 billion. A lot of people don't realize we spend $113 billion per year supporting illegal immigration.
Yeah.
So it's just simple mathematical sense. Spend the $25, help solve the problem, reduce the other costs, and the wall pays for itself.
So Mexico's not going to pay for the wall, right?
Oh, they absolutely will.
How?
Through backdoor channels.
Okay. All right. Well, I like your numbers. They're interesting. I do appreciate your call very much. Jerry was talking about the children. Cut 13. This is Congressman Philemon Vella from Texas, a Democrat. He was interviewed just after coming out of one of the facilities that's called the Tender Age Shelter. In other words, these are little ones. And this is a Democrat, and they said, so, how are the kids, how are those babies in there, how are they being treated? Let's listen to what he said.
There are 80 children in this facility. It's a former hospital, and these children are being well taken care of. It's not an ideal situation because they are not with their parents. But in this facility are children under the age of 10, with a few exceptions, some mothers who are teenagers who have borne children. But there, in one room, there are four infants under the age of one, two with their teenage parents, and two who are alone. One who was separated from her sister. Their mother had died at some point in the process, and the other whom we were told was separated from her mother. Like I said, it's not ideal because these children are not with their mothers, but under the circumstances, the children that I saw in there, the two with the parents were with their mothers. The other two were being attended to by Southwest Keys employees. They were both being fed at the point that I saw them. So there is constant attention, and the people that are working in here are doing what they can under the circumstances.
Yeah. So they were taking good care of them. But it wasn't ideal. They were separated. But the separation was kind of interesting, where a mother died en route. And lots of different combinations and permutations of how families are put together, even if they're coming across the border. So good news that they have been receiving good treatment. But to Jerry's point, it's expensive to do all of that. But we'll continue on here. We've got some more reaction to the president signing this executive order to put the families back together again when we come back.